Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Although the Supreme Court is not going to hear the emergency request of the Maine healthcare workers case, this case is far from over. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, I must say that I was very disappointed in Kavanaugh and Barrett in their decision in this. Though I do trust that God is in control of all of this, I was really surprised about their decision in this against these Maine healthcare workers.
Yeah, you know, the three dissenters, Gorsuch, who wrote the dissent,
it was a wonderful
Thomas
dissent,
and
by the way.
Alito, was a great dissent.
Oh, yeah.
And they were right on the law.
Absolutely.
Saying that we had met all the criteria and that Maine did not have a good defense.
Because this is illegal, what they're doing. It's against the law, so I don't understand why they don't see that.
Well, what the Maine governor, Janet Mills, did is that she ordered all the healthcare employers to not recognize religious exemptions submitted by their employees. Now, these healthcare employers are governed by federal law known as Title VII. Mm-hmm. And that supersedes any state law to the contrary. It protects individuals from discrimination on account of religion. And Title VII is very clear. That is a clear federal law that these employees are entitled to, and the employers have an obligation to follow. I mean, you can't have a governor, for example, say, I'm ordering all the employers in my state not to entertain any race or sex discrimination cases right now. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter whether somebody has a racial discrimination case. It doesn't matter that that's what Title VII protects against, discrimination on account of race. That governor cannot order the employers to disregard federal law.
Yeah, but we
and allow racism to continue in the workplace.
But we've experienced Janet Mills before with our church cases and her trying to think she's above the law and shut the churches down during COVID. And here she is again trying to think she's above the law with these healthcare workers and forcing them to be vaccinated.
And if you remember, Mills in Maine was the last holdout to ultimately remove the restrictions on churches.
Right.
And didn't do it, I think, until like May 24th.
And she was clear, just said she could easily bring them back again, too.
Yeah.
So
she went till, I think it was May 24, 2021, when she finally removed them. And after we struck down California's restrictions, Maine had the most restrictive executive orders on churches, places of worship in the country. And she kept it in effect until May.
And many of these plaintiffs that have now been fired attend the same church that we represent in Maine.
Exactly. So now she's back, and she tells these employers they cannot entertain an employee's request for religious exemption. And if they do, the employers will lose their license to do business. Now, that's a really powerful incentive to follow her and disobey the federal law.
Right.
Because that Maine employers would lose their operating business licenses. So we have a dentist who has a small number of employees. And in his case, some of those employees, they want to submit religious accommodation requests. He doesn't want to fire them. But if he accommodates them, he'll lose his license to do business. On the other hand, if he callously fires them, he'll be able to do business. So he's caught in a catch-22.
Yeah, and you think she would want to support and enhance the hospitals and have great health services to be able to offer patients. You know, she may even need it herself one day, but yet she's totally kicking them to the curb and going to leave the hospitals virtually empty.
Yeah, and you know, so the dissenters understood all this.
Mm-hmm.
And I am disappointed in the fact that Barrett and Kavanaugh decided to use discretion to not take the case at this time. And their reasoning is that, well, This case is the first kind of its kind. There's no conflicts yet that the court has seen. So it's the first one presented to the court. And the lower court's already made its ruling. So it's not an injunction pending the appeal of the lower court. It's an injunction pending asking the Supreme Court for full review. And essentially what we would be doing is giving the final relief before we actually had full briefing and oral argument. I understand that.
But these people have lost
their
jobs.
But that's what they did
jobs.
In the Texas abortion case.
Yeah.
They took that thing and they expedited it and they decided it, or they're going to decide it. So they do this when they want to and they don't do it when they don't want to. Bottom line, though, is despite the fact that that was a disappointment, this case is far from over. So We are going to file a request to the Supreme Court for full review and full briefing. Now, I think we have a good case, but unfortunately for our healthcare workers that we represent, it may be too late for them. Yes, they can move forward with damage claims against these employers for loss of their jobs, but many of them have already started to get terminated. In fact, the sister of one of our staff members who's working on this case was recently terminated.
Right. She was fired at 7 o'clock that morning, but yet the administrator gave him donuts. Is that a slap
on the face? So they bring
him
in,
or what?
Terminate him at 7 a.m. and give him donuts.
That's unbelievable.
These are people who worked through the pandemic.
Yeah.
And by the way, Maine's already in a problem, and they were in a problem before the healthcare crisis that
they've already had a shortage.
Governor Mills is creating. And that goes back to 2019, right, before COVID. Many people, especially in the more rural areas, you have to understand Maine has a number of rural areas, and it's very cold. So, and, you know, people from different parts of the country, you know, it's not necessarily their first place to go.
Right.
And so they were having healthcare shortages in some of these rural areas, having a hard time getting nurses and other healthcare providers.
Well, you know, they're having to probably pull double shifts and work long hours because there's a shortage.
Yeah, so they had that already in 2019.
Right.
And so they're trying to recruit healthcare workers from other states. And so they recruit healthcare workers from other states. They give them signing bonuses, moving bonuses to come to Maine. Then 2020 hits, and it's COVID. So now the hospitals are even taxed more. There are already articles in 2019 regarding the effect of the shortages, saying that people were not getting the kind of treatment they need because there was not enough people to treat them. So now you have 2020 roll around, and there's more stress on healthcare. Then you have 2021 roll around, and now Janet Mills does this. And we're talking about thousands of healthcare workers are saying, no, they're not going to get the shot. And some of them, our clients, some of them have already been terminated. And one of them, actually, I think, moved from North Carolina with her husband, one of the Carolinas, to Maine, was recruited 2019-2020 during that time frame, became employed, I think, in the fall of 2020, got a moving bonus to come there, began working, and then was terminated. And now the employer says, well, you didn't stay long enough, so now you got to pay back your moving bonus incentive to come here.
That makes no sense.
So now her husband is out of school because he was going to finish school there. So he's kicked out because he's not getting the shot. And she's terminated with no income.
Well, you know, Justice Gorsuch in this decision, in his dissent, I think this is very powerful what he said. This case presents an important constitutional question, a serious error, and an irreparable injury. While many other states have adopted religious exemptions, Maine has chartered a different course. There, healthcare workers who have served on the front line of a pandemic for the last 18 months are now being fired and their practices shuttered, all for adhering to their constitutionally protected religious beliefs. Their plight is worthy of our attention. I think that's a powerful statement that he ended his dissent with, and we certainly, as Liberty Counsel, look forward to filing a petition with the Supreme Court and asking them to review the merits of this case after our full briefing and argument.
Yeah, and he goes on, yeah, it's just, he says, yeah, the applicants ask us to enjoin it. until we get a chance to decide whether to accept the petition for certiorari. I would grant the relief. Mm-hmm. Well, continue to pray for this case because it's far from over, and pray for our healthcare workers in Maine and other places across the country. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776.